Blog Talk Radio.
Now the man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day, he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, "How's my child?" I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man's father.
Amen, amen, amen. God is good. God is good all the time. Amen. This is your host, Elder QT Docs. Oh, I just thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. We are a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing to you and to the listening audience. This is your host once again, Elder QT Doc. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Hey, amen. I feel delighted that I feel there's a move on me today. You know, excuse me. You know, things might be a little bit unorthodox today, but God just gave me something today. God gave me something to give to my listening audience, to something to specialize in. And God just want me to just to tell you how much he's specializing in your life. Amen? Amen. And it's just, God is doing wonder because, you know, he's the Father in our lives. And he's so big and strong, and he can do it all, and all we have to do is just call his name because he's there. He's our Father, just like we are Father to our children, to our sons and daughters, to our nephews and nieces, to our neighbors, and to mentoring kids. We are fathers to them. We, our Heavenly Father to us, is someone we call on. Hey, when we are weak, when we need somebody to talk to, when we want to ask Daddy for something, we want to say, you know, Father, you know, are you there? Just listen to me, Dad. I just want to ask you something. And you just want to get down and just ask Dad a little something. And it might not be much, you know, to other folks, but to you, it's something. Our God is good. Amen. Oh, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm coming to you today, dear Lord, with a specialized message that you have given me to talk today. It's to help those who are listening, dear Father. And I just want you to cover them with this message. God, I want you to allow it to marinate in their spirit. Allow it to touch them somehow, to let them know that you specialize. You are the creator. You specialize in everything we do. You specialize in the doctor we run to, in the teachers and the preachers, and you know, in our mothers and fathers, and you know, our sisters and brothers. You specialize in the sickness that come upon this temple of ours, and you specialize because you take care of everything. You make the wrong right, dear Father. I'm going to ask you to go. I'm begging you just to cover everyone that's on this line, dear God, that's on this internet. Just touch their heart, dear Lord. Allow them to receive this message. Allow them just to take just a little bit. Not much, just a little bit with them so they can share it with others, so they can just say, "Lord, I know somebody that specializes. I know someone that can handle your problem. I know someone that can answer your prayer. I know someone that can heal your body. I know someone that can lift you up. I know someone that can bring you out of depression. I know someone that could stop you from suicidal tendency. I know someone that can get you off those pills, that can get you off those drugs, that can get you off the alcohols. I know someone. Amen. Father, just continue to cover everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to be. Oh, God, just touching me. I just can't wait. It just hit me so good that Lord knows that, you know, I'm choking because I got so much to say, but I'm only going to say so little because I'm going to let you marinate what I have to say in a little short time. And I just hope it just pierce your soul, pierce your heart. I'm coming out of you out of Matthew 14:24-32. My God. But this ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Amen. So if I say, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Amen. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were into the ship, the wind ceased. See how God specialized in that? The wind ceased. Jesus said, you know, ye of little faith. You know, it's just so ironic. Ye of little faith, we had on Monday there, a speaker talked about faith. And she broke it down and she gave her testimony concerning faith. And on Tuesday, Brother Dave talked about faith. He mentioned faith, and you know, it's and what faith does, and we're talking about faith again, and I'm looking at the testimony of those two, and I know the testimony of Brother Dave, and he talked about he reminisced, and he went back and mentioned his daughter one time, and when his daughter was born, and how their faith, you know, how the doctors say that his daughter wasn't going to live, you know, she has a certain amount of time to live, and they should, you know, make arrangement, and yet here it is because of the certain type of sickness she had, and here this young lady is still alive 27 years later. We're talking about how God specialized. My brothers and sisters, we are living in the days and time where a lot of us are professing to be Christians, but we don't have that faith to burn into our souls to show that God specialized. If we have that faith, we can see it. We can roll with it. We are just passing up this future blessing for this right now obstacle. Some of us just say, hey, you know, I want it right now. Like Janet Jackson said, what have you done for me lately? If you haven't done anything for me lately, you know, then you can't do anything for me. But we're talking about how God specializes in everything we do. And for the truth to be told, is what I'm trying to tell you here, is that there's somebody that you know, that has once been in your shoes, sitting in your row, in your seat, who life is once in limbo or is in limbo, and God has specialized in their life. Amen? And it's not because God specialized because we are tired. You know, God specializes and he helped build us up. I mean, God specialized. Amen. And and when we feel and when we fall short, God pulls us up. But our life is in limbo because we are scared to start and walk by faith. We are scared to walk by faith. We're scared to step out in faith. We're scared to see what's on the other side, just to make that step and see where it's going to take us. But no, we'd rather focus on the here and now, and we'd rather walk by sight than to walk by faith. Amen? Oh, God is just so good. And then there was, Bible, then there was, and then there was. Amen. The reason why Jesus specialized, or Jesus walked on the water and Peter came out to test it, how Jesus said, hey, you know, and Peter lost his little sense of faith and Jesus pulled him up and to let us know that if we just have that faith of a mustard seed, how he can just pull us up, how he can just give us that step that we don't see, that all we have to do is just step on it and keep stepping and keep stepping, put one foot in front of the other until we get to that plateau. Amen. Our God is just so good. Our God is just so good. You know, it's just because we don't want to experience the pain of the past, but I stop here, right here, to tell you right now that today, no pain, no gain, in order for us to get somewhere in this life, to go through something. You have to go through something because past pain brings spiritual growth. And if the truth be told, like I'm trying to tell you right now, come on now, some of us here is afraid to get married. Some of us here because we're afraid of divorce. Some of us here is afraid to start businesses. Because what? Because we're afraid of bankruptcy. Some of us here is afraid to apply for certain jobs because we're afraid we might be rejected. Some of us here, you know, we're afraid to stop taking drugs because we're afraid that, hey, you know, it's just that the sorrow that will come upon us, or the stress that will come upon us. We're afraid to stop because we don't want to succeed. We don't want to come clean. Some of us is just afraid to tell somebody I love you because you think your pride is just too much. Some of us here is just afraid to step out in faith. Amen. But if you will let, or if you will allow me just to stop right here right now and put something in your mind and tell you that a lot of us will never move beyond our present situation because we spend more time focusing on how the enemy might hurt us rather than how much God wants to help us. Do you feel me? We spend more time worrying about the enemies trying to hurt us rather than how much God is trying to help us. And then there comes a time in each of our lives that we have to grow to that level of spiritual maturity. And then we will realize that success is not based upon many failures we have in life, but success determined by how many obstacles we overcome in life. That's our spiritual testimony. We have a testimony when we go through the fire. Amen. We measure failure by how many times a person get knocked down. But God measure failure by how many times a person gets up and believe. God is just so God is just so good. There are two types of storms that we face in life: a storm of correction and a storm of perfection. Storm of correction, discipline, and correct us as we get back to the will of God. Storms of correction discipline us and allow us to get back into the will of God. But storms of perfection elevate us to a level of spiritual maturity. Oh, do you feel me, somebody? Can I tell you what? Let me talk about this. In the Old Testament, in the book of Jonah, you know, Jonah found himself in a storm of correction. Amen. But when you go to Paul, the second letter in the church of Corinthians, Paul finds himself in a storm of perfection. However, you know, in the next text, before the disciples are going through a storm of perfection, the 14th chapter of Matthew reveals that after Jesus fed the 5,000 men plus women and children, amen, that's in Matthew 14:22, it said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciple to get into and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. So the first thing that the text revealed to us is that Jesus commanded his disciple to go to the other side, which means that they were in an appointed place at the appointed time doing what the Lord had commissioned them to do. When the storm rose against them, the Bible said in verse 22, that when the storm came, they found themselves in the middle of the sea, struggling and straining to get to the other side. Amen. And the spiritual nugget was, God wanted to lift them up. In their spirit of fear, we must learn how to deal with external conflicts. If we can handle our internal, the inner man, we can handle the external man. Amen. God is just so good. I just want you to listen to this and just, I'm gonna take a pause for a cause, but as you hear the lyrics of this song, please take it to heart, because I want to show you. I want to just convey to you, express to you how God will specialize in your life, because this people on the line here, I know they realize how God specialized, how God has brought them through COVID-19, how God has brought them through cancer, and God has brought them through all kinds of underlying disease. As God has brought them through drugs. God specialized. He specialized. He's our doctor. He's our friend. He specializes in everything that we don't have and we don't think we have. And all we have to do is just call on God. Amen. God specialized. Listen to these lyrics.
Oh, no other power. Holy Ghost power can do. Have you ever been on your bed? And the doctor, they had done all they could do. But you heard somebody say, God, God.
Brothers and sisters, can't you feel it? How God specialized. Oh Lord, God specialized. You specialize in all your problems. As you are friendless, God will specialize in a friend. When you're sick, God will specialize in your illness. When nobody seemed to care, God specialized in your problem. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. God specialized. I'm trying to tell you this today. And he'll be right there. Let him touch you. Open your heart. Surrender. Oh, God. Yes. He specialized. If you have any river that you cannot, it seems uncrossable. But God can cross that river for you. Like he did with the disciples. Ah, yes. Oh, Lord. Listen to it. Listen to it. God. Yes, Lord. He specialized. I'm trying to tell you. He specialized. Yes. Ooh. Hey. God is just so good. My brothers and sisters, I hope you allow that song to marinate in your spirit, how God specializes in everything we do. My brothers and sisters, God is just so good. He specializes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But a storm arose on their way to the other side, specialized. And it is amazing that you can be doing the will of God and things happen, and then you say, well, God, I've been doing everything that you wanted me to do, but yet, you know, there's trials and tribulations. It's going to happen. It's going to come. It's going to make you stronger when you're being tested by the fire and you go through the fire. Allow God to specialize in your situation. Now you come down with sickness and the doctors say, you know, your PSA is up or I detect there's some cancer. You know, let God specialize in your situation. Let God use that doctor and let God just. This that vessel that God is using, you know, allow God to specialize. Let God be the doctor. Let God tell you that, hey, you know, that don't worry about the opposition. I am here. That's why I'm here. And out of nowhere, the waves of the opposition will cease, like the wave on the sea did. You know, to hinder your progress, and you don't want your progress to hinder. I mean, What I'm trying to say is you see it before it started. You see the sea was calm, and then all of a sudden that sea changed on you. That's the way our life, does the same thing. You know, we might have a smooth week or a smooth 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden, the storms start to brew and start to stir up in our life. And then we wonder why, Lord, I just left church. And now here, there's an accident here. I'm in an accident. Lord, I just left church. And now my sons and daughter is going, you know, in the opposite direction that I want them to go. Lord, I just left church and now I'm having domestic problems. Lord, I just left church and I found out I'm unemployed. Lord, you're going to have those storms. But you have to know, amen, that God specializes. And once the transition begin to start, I mean, you in your life, and you see this external problem starting to brew up, just remember, are you anchored the way you should? Are you allowing that inner man, that Christian in you, to say, hey, I'm holding on to my faith. I am putting my trust in God. Amen. I'm putting my trust in God and not man and not the situation around me. I see it, but I'm going to walk by faith. I'm just going to ignore it and let God handle my situation. Let God stand on the wall for me. Let God stand in the gap. I'm going to stand and watch the salvation of my Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Let me just break it down a little bit more, because someone is here that know what I am talking about. I know it. I feel it. Because before you decide to walk with the Lord, everything in your life was cool and calm. But the minute, it happens every time, the minute you declare that yourself to God and you want to live and die for God, all hell break loose. That's the way it always, God's going to touch something. He's going to touch your sons, your daughters, your mother, your father, your aunties, your uncles, your nephews, your nieces. He's going to touch something, your job. He's going to touch something. The enemy is going to touch something to try to get you to say, to forsake your Heavenly Father. Amen. But we, as Christians, as brothers and saints of our Heavenly Father, we know that there's going to be trials and tribulations. And we know that we have to stand up and proclaim the Word of God. And we know that people are not going to treat you the way they should. Because when you start surrendering yourself, when you start walking the way God wants you to walk, people are going to change on you. When you start doing what God wants you to do, there's going to be lies. There's going to be innuendos. There's going to be all kinds of allegations. But you just hold fast to your faith and allow God to work. Allow God to work. You lay your burden down on Him. But the reason why you have been going through this, because we know how the enemy, we know the bait of Satan and how it works. You know, we know about the so many people that, or we call them the hateration, is because they don't understand, because they're not in the Word. They don't understand because they're not saved. They don't understand because we know they're unbelievers, and they want you to try to denounce your Father in heaven, because they rather believe a lie than believe the truth. Amen. So we just must know that God specializes in our situation. God specializes. People that love you know that your life is in a transition. They're not mad at you. they're not upset with you. Those individuals that loves you and know you, that you're in a transition for the word, they're happy for you. And some of them that is in the opposite, we know that the devil is using them because he is mad. He is mad because you had made that transition. You had converted over to what he didn't want you to do. You have submitted, you have surrendered, and you are a child of God, and he doesn't like that. Amen. God is just so good. Yes, the devil will be upset. He's mad about where God is trying to take you. And the devil will use anything to hinder where God is trying to take you. Amen. But not only do we have to learn how to deal with the external conflict, but we must learn how to deal with the internal conflict within ourselves. And like I said before, if we are anchor, if we are well established in the word, if we know that God specializes in all our situation, hey, ain't no Hank, as we call him, ain't no devil in hell can separate us from the Lord. Amen. In Matthew 14:25, it says, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cry out." But my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, God will place you in a vulnerable position where you have to trust him, even when you can't trace him. Amen. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. And some of us are in a dark situation now. And it seems like the longer we wait, the darker our situation gets. But we have to know that God specializes. Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to express to you how God specializes. But I need to let you know that God specializes in dark situations too. Can't forget that. Our God is an awesome God, because the Bible testifies that God shines his brightest when our night seems their darkest. Ain't that the truth? He might not come when you want him, but he's there. But he'll be on time. He'll be on time. So you can have that testimony. So you can say what God did for me. And what he did for me, he can do for you. Oh, my Lord. What God did for me, he can do for you. As Brother Dave once said, you pray for me, I pray for you. And then we'll see what God can do. Let's do it, brothers and sisters. Specialize in what God has in you. So you can specialize that same gift in others to help others. God just specialized. I mean, it's just getting to me so much, because God specialized. You know, God specialized. It's just, God is just so real. It is so real how God specialized. It's just touching how God just specialized and God specialized. Oh, he specialized. He specialized. Is your mother? God specialized. Hey. When nobody seems to care about you, God specialized. God specialized. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Oh, he specialized in our sons and daughters. When the doctor said it was no good, God specialized and just raised our sons and daughters. God specialized. Do you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Oh, when you think you're in a river that you can't cross, God specializes. When you're in a courtroom, God specializes in that lawyer. God is the lawyer. God specializes. Oh, God. Oh, God specialized. Oh, Lord, my brothers and sisters. He specialized, I'm trying to tell you. He hit the soul. He hit you right in the heart. He specialized. Oh, God, how he loves you so much. You have to know this. He will specialize. And he will do, my brothers and sisters, what no other power, what no Holy Ghost power can do. Our God can do it. He will just take care of all of that. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I hope you hear me, how God specializes. I mean, I just can't express this any more to you. You know, when you think you're down and out, when you think you're tired of being sick and tired, you're tired of doing what you're doing, God specializes in your situation. I mean, when this drug demon is just taking over you and you just don't know what to do, I mean, God specialized. God would just eliminate, you know, eradicate, terminate that demon that is on your back. When you're sick and you just say, Lord, I'm stricken with this. I'm in third stage. Call on God. No matter what your situation, he will bring you through. He's going to carry you to that next level that you need to be. God specialized in your situation. My brother and sister, God specializes. You know, you're looking for a job. You're trying to get your home back together. You're trying to get your sons and daughter back online. You're trying to raise yourself above that poverty level. You're trying to you're trying to make peace with your neighbors. You're trying to make peace within yourself. God, amen. Do you feel me? God specializes. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you, God specializes, and he will do what no other power, what no other Holy Ghost power will do. Our God specializes. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. God is just so much. He is just too much for me. Today is just getting to me today. Brothers and sisters, I just want to pause and say that to the listening audience, if you like what you hear and to what is being said, the words that is being filtered through me as a vessel to you, you know, you can sow into KBDI by going to giveify.com and GIVELIFY.com, Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, and download the app. Amen. Or you can email Kingdom Builders International at Gmail. That's one word, just all together. PayPal. Amen. And God is just so good. I just love him. He touched me today. He just really filled my heart. I'm at a standstill. Amen. I'm at a standstill because God is just so good. So good. Oh, God is just, if you don't have a church home, my brothers and sisters, you know, if you're looking for one, find a good Bible-based church and join join somebody church. Just get involved and allow God to enter your heart and allow your salvation to compel yourself to him and part of his blessing, because our God is an awesome God, and I just can't say much more. I'm at a standstill with how God specializes and he will do, and God does specialize. I'm just going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks and just let her just finish this for me, and I appreciate it because God does specialize. Our God is an awesome God. And I thank you for being a great listener. I hope that you receive something from this and allow God to specialize in your life so you can specialize in someone else's. Amen. Amen. God is just so good. Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being a specializer. Amen. He's a friend when you are friendless. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He is the King of Kings. He's a judge. I can tell you all of the things that he is to me, but what is important is, what is he to you? God specializes in every single thing that we fall short of. And when you think back on the things that he specializes in, Lord, have mercy, we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't even have to be afraid. And can you just imagine? I want to say thank you, Elder, for doing an awesome job and just allowing God to use you. And as you stay on the wall, don't come down, stay there. And I just thank you for being the man of God that you are. But as I was thinking when Elder was teaching, can you imagine? You're on the water in a ship, and the storm comes, and you're in the midst of the storm, and the waves are tossing you this way and that way, kind of like what life does to you, and the wind is blowing, and you're in the midst of the storm. As in Matthew 14, I believe, 24, around in that area, when the ship was in the midst of a storm and they were of course, they were afraid. And Jesus was with them, and it was in the fourth watch of the night that Jesus went unto them. Can you imagine walking on the sea? You look and you saw him walking on the sea. Yeah, they were troubled. Why? Because he specialized in walking on the water. They said it's a spirit, and they cried out, and they was afraid. But the Bible says, but straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. So that's what the Lord is saying to you and I today. Be of good cheer. It is I that's in the midst of this. It is I that's in control of this. It is I that is the specialist. It is I. Don't be afraid. And God, and Jesus went even deeper than that, and Peter answered him. And just put your name there. And Teresa answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee in the water. What are you going to do? Because we say he specialized. We say we got faith. We say we say it. We say we're ready. Come unto me. Come, 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 come. He said, come. And when Peter was coming down out of the ship, guess what happened? You start walking unto Jesus, and because you know he specializes in walking on the water, and he's telling you to come, and you begin to come. And you look down at your feet, and you say, Lord, I'm walking on water. And when he saw that wind blowing and tossing, Peter became afraid. Teresa became afraid. Put your name there. When you got shaken to the foundation, when you couldn't do what you thought you should have been able to do, when you were not able to cast out demons, when you were not able to walk in your healing, when you were not able to pay something minute like a bill, when you were not able to cause some manifestation, you looked at the situation and you began to fall. But God, He specialized in walking on the water. And immediately Jesus just stretched out his hand and he caught Teresa and he caught Peter. And he said to Teresa and he said to Peter, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt me? And when they had came to the ship, the wind ceased. You know what happened? Because God specialized. So my brothers and sisters, we're living in a day and a time that where a lot of us, we are professing to be Christians and we're passing up future blessings for right now obstacles. And if the truth be told, there's somebody that's on this line that you're sitting in limbo right now. And it's not because you tried and fell short. But your life is in limbo because you're scared to start, to walk by faith. But you rather focus on the here and the now and the past and the pain. So I want to encourage you to walk by faith and not by sight. So we're starting our ministry back up in January. Hallelujah. And as I mentioned, we have releasing spots out. So you can come and you can manifest what God has called you to do in our building. Why? Because God specialized. Not what we can't do, but it's what He can do. So if you're willing and you're obedient, eat the good of the land. Because God specialized. There's no failure in Him. There's nothing too hard for God. So we want to invite you to join us in this fight, in this faith fight, in this battle, in this food ministry, in this jail ministry, in the things that God have us to do. So if you know someone that is a person of integrity and they would like to lease a spot, we want to encourage you to get in touch with us because we're ready to run. Amen. We had a rest. We had a sabbatical. Amen. So we're ready to run. Yes, God has touched us. Amen. I want to thank you, Elder. I want to thank everyone that's on the line. And I want to thank you for the seeds that you're sowing. I want to thank you for sowing into where you're going. And I know that Minister Cherie is on the line, our program director. I want to just give you kudos, love, much respect for doing the work of Him that sent you. She's building. And she's bringing forth ministries and ministers of the gospel and teachers and just the whole nine yards, like counseling. And, you know, we're putting it all together. And I just want to thank you, Minister Cherie, for spearheading this endeavor. And we just pray God's supernatural blessing on you and every single thing that concerns you. Amen, amen, amen. So with that being said, I'm telling you, they say preachers are long-winded. So if you're long-winded, you're a preacher. Okay, you say you're not, but if you're long-winded and you like chicken, you're a preacher. That's what I heard. Anyway, I just want to say God bless everyone. Thank you, Elder, for a mighty word. Thank you for joining Thursday Thirst for Truth with Elder QT God. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And you can listen to any of our programs and archive. Amen. Invite somebody to the line. Tell them we got programs on it Monday through Fridays and every other Saturday and Sundays. We are being established and doing the work of ministry. So God bless everyone and show some love to someone. Be encouraged today. Do something different. Walk on some water. Amen. Because God got you. He got you. Keep us in your prayers, please. Keep our sons, our grandchildren, keep them in your prayers. Because as we step out in faith, we want to make sure that they're covered with the blood of Jesus and that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And every single tongue that rises up against them in judgment is already condemned. So, Father, we thank you right now for this hour of power. We thank you for every ear gate. We thank you for every heart gate. We thank you, Lord God, for every mouth gate, God. We thank you for the gate. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would open up the portal of heaven for them, Lord God. Father, that they will not only see, they will hear, Lord God, and they will move forward in the work of him that sent them. So, Father, I thank you, and I ask you, Lord God, to birth them out in the things that you would have them to do in this very season. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. And we want to thank you once again for tuning in. We want to thank you for just being faithful to the things of the kingdom. Get up, dust yourself off, and keep marching. We're going to do it again. Amen. God bless everyone. Have a terrific, blessed evening. And God bless you.
We got a brand new one I'm going to share with you tonight. Are you ready? Goes like this.
You make the blind man see. Make the lame man walk again. You call the dead to rise. And that's why we dance in liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're doing it all again.
Same.